Hey everyone, it's your host Deshaun Williams of Talk That Matters, and I just want to say welcome back for another week as we dig into more topics. This week we're going to be talking about a very familiar topic that I have discussed in previous seasons, and that is relationships. But this time, when we talk about relationships, we're going to be talking about relationships as to achieving your dreams and why sometimes you cannot do it. So, if you don't know, now you know. My name is Deshaun Williams, and I am your host for Talk That Matters and the owner and operator for Deshaun Williams Industries, LLC, and your life and financial literacy coach through Strive for Greatness. So, we're going to go to break. We're going to be back. So, I promise you're going to want to stick around, as you don't want to miss this. This ad is brought to you in part of Strive for Greatness, in partnership with Deshaun Williams Industries. Hey everyone, this is Deshaun. I just wanted to come on to this ad break and say, if you have not, head on over to my website, DeshaunWilliamsIndustries.com, and head on over and buy my newest book, which is entitled Living Through Hell, which hit the markets on March the 4th of 2021. So head on over and purchase that book. And while you're also over there, subscribe to the email list and buy some merchandise while you're at it. I promise it'll be the best decision you ever made. Once again, you can head on over to Deshaun Williams Industries at www.deshaunwilliamsindustries.com, where you can purchase my book, which is also available on Amazon, which is entitled Living Through Hell, and you can buy some merchandise. And if you want to better your lifestyle, you can even go over to services and you can book a service. I promise it'll be the best decision you ever make. Welcome back to Talk That Matters with your host, Deshaun Williams. As I said before the break, we were going to talk about relationships. So if you remember in seasons 1-4, we talked about relationships and how to make them work specifically. Well, during this episode, the type of relationship that I'm going to talk about is coming from an entrepreneur mindset. Now, if you've been tuning in to the first two episodes of season 5, then you know that I've been talking about Uncle Grant Cardone and 10X. And this is another thing that I took away from 10X. So during 10X, they had Tyrese Gibson talk, and he was talking about relationships. And it hit me, like it truly did hit me. And it made me wonder, why did my relationships not work out? And with me wondering, and him talking, I started putting two and two together, and I got four reasons on to why it did not work out. Reason number one, the reason why it didn't work out, or the reason why any entrepreneur relationship probably did not work out. Number one, they were not ready. When I say they were not ready, I mean they were not ready to pick up the responsibility that it takes to date an entrepreneur. They were not ready to live that type of lifestyle, to know that in order to date an entrepreneur, they have to be okay. Your significant other has to be okay with being a secretary at times. They have to understand that when you are when you date an entrepreneur, it's going to be days that you're going to become that secretary, because that entrepreneur, whether it's your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, whatever it may be, they're going to need somebody that's going to help keep them on track. Let them know when their next appointment is. Let them help them schedule appointments. And the thing is, dating an entrepreneur is not easy, but it is definitely not hard. And it definitely comes with a lot of time, a lot of patience. That's one thing that I feel like we lack in this new generation, is it's all about what can you give me right now and not what this will create for our future. So that was takeaway number one. Takeaway number two is, mentally, they are not strong enough. Dating an entrepreneur, this is going to go back. This is going to blend in with rule number one, reason number one. But reason number two, they were not strong enough. The reason why I say this is, dating an entrepreneur, it is hard because you're not going to see them as much. You're not going to hear from them as much. They may not even answer the phone as much as your ex did, who was not an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is a very busy person, because they are working on building an empire. They are working on so many things at once that when they finally do get done, or when they finally do get home, all they're going to want to do is sleep, or they're going to want their time for themselves, because they have been out in the public for so long, or for so many hours, or so many days, that they haven't got the rest and relaxation that they get when they finally get back home, or whenever they get back to the hotel room. So it's going to be hard dating an entrepreneur. And if you're not mentally ready for that, then I should just go ahead and tell you, if you're dating an entrepreneur, instead of wasting their time, you need to just go ahead and let them know, hey, this life is not cut out for me. Hey, I don't think this is going to work, or whatever the excuse may be. Because this is what I'm going to say. If you truly love that person and you truly see yourself with that person, you will do everything to make it work. You will understand what they feel, what they go through, all the stress that they have on them. At the recording of this episode, I'm in a relationship, and we've had our ups and downs, but the thing is, you have to know when the best time to communicate is. You have to know that when you're dating an entrepreneur who is out in the public eye, you cannot be doing things that brings negative attention to that person. And that's one thing that we've worked on, and we're still working on it. And reason number three, lucky number three, the person that you're in a relationship with is truly your biggest enemy. And in the words of Tyrese Gibson at the 10X conference, this is what he said: the reason why most entrepreneurs does not succeed or reach their goals is because the person that they are telling their goals to is their biggest enemy, or the person that they are laying in bed beside is their biggest enemy. It is their biggest downfall. And this is what I have to say to that. He's not wrong, Because I know there's plenty of people. It's several relationships that I've been in. And they was like, you don't show me enough attention. And when I explain everything that I've been doing, it's like, mm-hmm, okay, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. My energy and my vibe is rare. It's one of a kind. You don't get it ever again. You lose it, you lose it. Point blank, period, check, please. But I'm going to keep going. Let me go ahead and order that entree. So when you have somebody that you're in a relationship with and they turn out to be your biggest enemy, most of them will settle for the life that they already have. That's where the mistake comes in. Can I get an amen? Because when you settle for the life that you already have, you forfeit all the greatness, all the success that you could have achieved. And this is what I have to say to that. If you're with somebody that forces you to give up your dreams or makes you choose between your goals and your dreams versus them, like I've said before, if you make me choose between my dreams and goals and you're going to lose every time. Because my dreams and goals was here before you ever got here. Oh, that sounds selfish. That sounds cocky, Deshaun. Good. It was meant to sound harsh. It was meant to sound cocky. Because I know what I'm capable of. I know what my worth is. And I know that if you cannot see that, you are not made for me. And that's what a lot of y'all as entrepreneurs should start realizing. If a person does not respect your worth, respect your goals, respect your dreams and what you want in life, they're not for you. They were there to hinder you, to hurt you, not to uplift you, support you, care for you. They were not put there. They were put there as a stepping stone to get to your next level. Not to help you get to your next level. But a lot of people will use the person that was put there to hinder them and to hurt them, and they will try to make a future with them. You cannot make a future with somebody that was put in that place to hinder you. It does not work that way. Point blank, period, in the story. Check, please. But let me get an appetizer. And here go the appetizer. When you build with somebody who is put there to hurt you and to hinder you, your foundation is not solid. Your foundation is dirt. You are building on topsoil. What happens to dirt when it rains a lot? It runs off. It gets what I call a water flow. And what a water flow is an opening where the dirt has separated and the water flows. And now everything starts sliding downhill. So you build, if you attempt to build with somebody who was put in that place to hurt you, to hinder you, you will never get anywhere. Why? Because you are always going to slide downhill. Versus if you build that empire with somebody who was put there to help you, somebody who was put there to support you, to love you, to care for you, and to build with you, you now have that solid foundation and you can build up. No, you won't see eye to eye all the time. But if there's a crack, you can fix it. If there's something that needs to be repaired, you can fix it. Point blank, period, end of story. Check, please. But I have one more thing. Reason number four. And this is my reason. This isn't coming from the 10X conference. This is my reason. When you are in a relationship, you tend to put your goals aside. You put everything on pause instead of telling the person up front, hey, my name is this. This is what I do. I hope that you're okay with this. If you're not, then I'm going to have to move on. Because when you come up front about everything and you tell them, hey, this is what I do. This is how many hours a day I do it. How many hours a week I put in. And I need to know that you're okay with this. When you are up front with them, then they already know what to expect. But if you not if you're not up front with them and you just happen to throw that on them at the once y'all get in a relationship, now you have to choose, like I said, between your goals and your dreams. And at the end of the day, we have a lot of entrepreneurs who does not give their full 110%. And because they do not give their full 110%, they feel like they can just put their goals aside, put it on pause, and that everything will work out when they decide to pick back up. Can I tell you, it don't work that way? Why don't it work that way, Deshaun? Because when you pick it back up, you may have lost focus. Let me go back. When you pick it back up, you will have lost focus on what you were doing, what your goals were, and what you were trying to achieve. I always say it's never too late to achieve your goals. But I also say this, never put your goals on hold for somebody who is not down with building with you. If they cannot come in, step up to the plate and help build, they are not there for you. And so, with that being said, that's all I have to say about relationships today. Well, that's not all I have to say. Getting back to regular relationships, and that's all I'm have to say about it. Remember, when you are in a relationship, you are not an option. You are not a choice. You are a person. You are a human being. You are my guys out there. You are kings, my females out there. You are queens. You do you, boo. And if they can't see what your worth is, or they feel like they need to choose between you and another person, tell them to choose that other person, because you will not be an option. That's all I have to say for today. And as always, I'm your host, Deshaun Williams, for Talk That Matters. And this has been another episode. Tune in next week as we bring another show that will spark your attention. Now, with that being said, I hope y'all have a good rest of the week. And until next Thursday, remember, this is not goodbye, but this is until next time. Peace. I love y'all.